I'm Jan, and I was one of Dr. Rita Marie's first graduates from her, yes, from her functional nutrition program. I'm a functional nutrition coach, and I love working with Dr. Rita Marie. And let me just tell you a little bit about who you came to see, because that's who we're going to be watching this entire weekend. This is the woman I want to be when I grow up. I don't know about you, but I think we all do. Dr. Rita Marie is well qualified, as you know. She is a licensed chiropractor. She has a master's degree in nutrition. She's an acupuncturist. She's a master herbalist. She's a living food chef. She is a certified heart math practitioner, and she's also a certified clinical nutritionist, and she is the founder of the Institute of Nutritional Endocrinology, which we love, and I think you're going to find is the best cutting-edge school for functional medicine around. If you've done your research and your due diligence, woo! It's great. So, without any further ado, let's turn off our cell phones, pagers, anything that might make noise. I have to remind myself to do that too when I sit down. And Dr. Rita Marie is waiting. She's right on time and waiting to have us give it up for, let's stand up and give a hand for Dr. Rita Marie. Woo! Yay!
Thank you. Thank you so much. I'm so excited to be here and see all your shining faces in person. A lot of you who I've kind of seen your names and we've chatted and talked, and I can't wait to meet all of you. Are you excited?
Yes.
Did you stay dry this morning? Yes. Who drove in this morning? Woo, how was it? Wet. I'm so excited to be here. One thing you'll find me doing is periodically I tear up. So, excuse me if I do that, but it's very emotional for me to get to meet all these shining faces who I've seen names and talked to, so I'm just excited. So I love, you know, you'll get to know me and you'll hear me, but I want to hear from you guys, and I want to know who you are and where you're from. So I always like to start off with, like, let's just see who's in the room, okay? So I know we had some people that were traveling across the ocean to be here. So who traveled from across the ocean to be here? Is Allison here? Yoo-hoo! And who traveled from a different country to be here? Stand up. And say, well, this is Allison, and she's from England. And she's an MD from England.
Hello, everybody. I'm Allison Grimson. I'm from Brighton in the UK.
Yeah. Thank you. So, yeah, no, we don't have time for everybody to introduce themselves, but just stand up so everybody can see you. So who's from a different country? All right, what country? Canada. Mexico, hello. Mexico, both of you. Canada, great. Where's Steph? She's from Canada too. She's not here yet. Okay, I know there are a few others from Canada. And who came from the West Coast? Raise your hand. Oh, wow, look at that. California, Oregon, Washington. All right, woohoo. How about the East Coast? Oh my goodness gracious. Wow, just call out the names of the places that you came from. New Jersey, Florida, Virginia, Atlanta, North Carolina, Delaware. My goodness, New York City, woohoo. Where else? That's my hometown. That's why I said woohoo. Not that I have any favorites, but okay. Who came from somewhere east of here other than the East Coast that just named? Okay, where? Ohio. Who? Michigan. Cool. Where else? North Dakota. All right. How about west? Okay, yeah. If you don't know your geography, it's fine. I don't either. I once asked my husband, which side of Illinois is Indiana on? He's like, you were valedictorian and you don't know that? Like, I remember important facts, not trivia. So, Colorado, cool. Colorado. Any place else besides Colorado? New Mexico, cool. Really? Anybody that I didn't say where they're from, just shout it out. Alaska, woohoo! Texas, and then we have Texas. Who's from Texas? Austin? Okay, other than Austin. Amarillo, woohoo, Laura. Okay. Houston, Dallas, cool. Arlington, woo, we're from all over. So how many are actually from Austin? Raise your hands. No, I mean like live here in Austin right now. Very few. That's so cool. All right. So we'll just get to know each other a lot throughout the time that we're here together. And, you know, we all came here for a reason. And boy, those lights are bright, so I don't get to see you guys' faces all that well. You probably see me pretty well. So we're all here for a reason, right? Right? And at least from my perspective, that reason is we are dedicated to making this world a better place and helping people to actually get health care, because we live with a broken disease care system. Disease management, I wouldn't even put the word care in there. A disease management system that just kind of puts Band-Aids on things. And you'll hear me say that a lot because it's really passionate for me that I want to make a difference. And that's why I do these conferences, because look at all of us that can make that difference. And if we're this grassroots movement and we're educating our clients and our patients to expect something different, they're going to be asking for something different, and little by little by little, the whole system is going to change. Who's up for that? Woohoo! Because we can change lives profoundly. And while the Western medical system is amazing at sewing us up and putting us back together when we're broken, right? We want that when there's trauma, when there's acute needs. But I think Allison will agree, being from that system, right, that it's not so good at the chronic stuff. And it's one of her frustrations with being in the national health system in England. It's like, we get 9 minutes with each person. How can we really connect with them and help them to make the changes in their life and in their attitude that they need to truly be healthy? But yeah, we can Band-Aid them back together, and we can stitch them up, and we can do all that wonderful stuff. So if ever, you know, I don't want you to get the impression that I'm anti-Western medicine. I'm not, by any stretch. What I want to do is pull them along with us and know that they can learn to do the chronic care as well. And if they prefer the acute care, that's fine too, because we need it. They just need to learn that what we do integrates really, really well with what they do, right? We have the place of handling people who have this chronic stuff, who need to be educated, who need to know how to change their attitudes, their diet, their lifestyle. So we're going to be focusing a lot about diet here, but it's definitely not all about diet, right? We all know that. Who already knows that? It's not just diet. Yay, okay, good. It's not just nutritional supplements, right? Yay, right? It's not just, oh, we're alternative. We're functional medicine practitioners or functional nutrition practitioners. What you got? Oh, here's a supplement for that. That's allopathic herbalism or allopathic naturopathy. That's not what we're about, are we? It's about the whole person and helping each and every person access their true potential for healing. Because really, where's the healer lie? Out there or in here? And when we can educate people to understand that and help them to unleash that, it's pretty darn amazing, isn't it? Yeah. Yeah. So you've got this book. Have you had a chance to look through your book? Good. Well, I'll just kind of give you guidance. There's a lot of stuff in your book. We've given you copies of all the slides. Just to let you know, I'm not real good at following slides, and I'm not going to read slides to you. I've been to plenty of medical conferences where you put up the slide, they read the slide, and then they go on to the next slide, and you're going, why am I here? I could have read the slides by myself, right? So I may skip stuff on slides, but I'll definitely be adding stuff, but it's a guide. Okay, and you have some of the stuff that I might be saying in slightly different words, but you'll have that. You also have access to digital versions. So we've given you the little pieces just so that you can scribble notes on right here. We don't want to waste that much paper. I feel bad about wasting the kind of paper we are wasting, you know, it's not really wasting, but using. but I don't want to, yeah. So you have the full version. So some of them might be like, how can I read this? It's too tiny. No worries. You'll have the full version. You can print that out and stick it in your notebook at the appropriate spot. Some of them are just pictures. You don't really need the pictures, really, in full living color. So you've got that. Most of you, who's had access to that already? Yeah, the emails that we sent out earlier in the week gave you a link to that. So if you wanted to look at that tonight. Now, the other thing is there's a set of handouts. So the book is organized great. And thank you to my wonderful team for organizing the book with the tabs. So the first tab is day one, the second tab is day two, the third tab is day three, and then there's handouts. Now, these handouts are intended as, some of them are just things you're going to take home and want to use, and you're going to, oh, I don't want to write on it. I've been at conferences like that. Oh, I don't want to write on this because I want to take it home and use it again. You've got it on the digital. So write on it to your heart's content. Take notes, personalize it, make it your own. Okay? Agreed? Okay. I always get overwhelmed with making handouts, so there's like 60-something pages of handouts, and we'll go through them all. A couple of them today, most of them on tomorrow and Sunday. What day of the week is it? I don't remember. Okay, and then so we'll go through some slides. We've got two guest speakers lined up today, and they're amazing speakers, Mike Mutzel and Tom O'Brien. Now, one of the things, we're going to go deep here. So for who's scared of biochemistry and physiology? Okay, so if you are, just take good notes. You've been around a long time. You've learned to be comfortable around it. But we're going to go deep. So if you don't quite understand all the mechanisms, ask questions. We'll have room at the end to ask questions. But I've invited these guys because, you know, we hear about gluten-free and we hear about, you know, the brain-gut connection. And I think the more you understand how it all works, the easier it is for you to explain it in their terms to your clients and patients. And the more when they understand it, it's amazing the magic that happens because then they do something about it. Because if you just say, oh, well, you have blah, 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 and here's what you have to take, and then they're into it and they're going, I don't really know, I don't see a difference and all. They don't know what really is going on. So instead, you teach them about kind of how it works, and then they can make different changes. They can make those changes, and they can make those changes last. The other thing is, we're not about just protocols. I've given you some protocols in there, some guidelines, but really, really looking at an integrated approach and a functional approach is not a matter of, oh, you've got GERD. Here's the protocol for GERD. And that's the protocol that everybody gets. No, I want you to understand, well, what's the mechanisms going on there? So you could take the general guidelines and you can personalize them for each person. But you need to understand. So that's why we go deep. And it's phenomenal. Who's been in classes or Shine before and said, yeah, that's, like last year we did the HPAT access, the hypothalamic pituitary adrenal thyroid access. We went deep, but people walked away really understanding how that all worked. So when your client comes in and goes, oh, I'm on Synthroid and I have this and that and the other thing, you can look at their labs and go, well, honey, I hate to tell you this, but you need to talk to your doctor because you're on the wrong medication, you know? And you can't really say it that way, but we'll talk about ways that you can say it. Okay? We ready to go? Who's ready to go? Yeah. Woohoo! All right. So I am going to use my flipper here. I may periodically put my glasses on so I can see better. And let me just see. Yeah, so... And I have to make sure I know how to do this. Oh, thank you. That always helps. Where's the on? Where's the on button? Oh, I see. Is it here? Can somebody help me turn it on? I have no idea. There's like 5 buttons on here. I know the forward and back arrows, but should have been on. Just make sure it's on before I get on there. It was working last night when I tested it. It has to go that way. Woohoo! So we've already discussed this, right? We want to really make a difference and we want to be a true healthcare system versus a disease management system. So We have a mission. I have a mission, and I think this mission is possible, right? My mission is to see a massive change in this healthcare system in our lifetimes, right? To really make an impact on there. I want to see that every doctor in medical school is learning the kind of things that we're learning here, and that the postgraduate education for those who have already been through medical school includes this sort of education. It's my mission. I know you guys have a mission, and our mission together is totally possible, right? Mission possible. So we're going to start out with the big why. And we're going to start out our weekend together because I think that's where you want to start with your clients. And I'm going to share with you my system of going step by step through taking a new client on. But I think that the biggest thing is starting with the big why, because the big why keeps you going when it gets tough, right? When you're going, oh, why am I doing this? It's so hard. I'm bucking the system and nobody was listening to me. If you have your big why, you just keep focused. The same thing with your clients, right? Ooh, gluten-free, and, you know, I've got to eat all these good foods, and I have to take these supplements, and I have to exercise. Wow, it's too hard. You focus them back. Well, what's their big why? And when people go there and you go, remember you told me that first day that your goal was to climb to the top of the Himalayas on that trip your husband has planned for next June, and that you could do it and carry your own stuff. You remember that? Okay, so you get the trip over here, the chocolate cake over here. Which do you want more? And when you put it that way, do you want the chocolate cake more, or do you want to do that trip more? And if they say they want the chocolate cake more, you say, great. You know what? I've done all I can for you. Really? I don't have a magic wand. I wish I did. Don't you wish you had the magic wand? You could wave over all of them and say, oh yeah, you can eat gluten and sugar and chocolate cake, and you could stay slim and trim. Don't they want that? All right, so I want you to do your big why. So what I have in your set there, go to the handout section, which is way in the back, and we're going to do your big why. And while you're pulling that out, I'm going to share with you a little bit about my big why. Okay? So it's in the back. It's the very first page in the last section in the back, your big why. And we're going to do some journaling and sharing on that. Because I want you to be so committed that you're going, oh, maybe I should just stick to doing massage because that's what I've been doing and it's easier. Maybe I could just stick to allopathic medicine because it's a lot easier. We just go, oh, you have this, here's this, and you know, it's kind of a little easier. Okay, so we're going to do the big why. My big why, whoops, I went the wrong way. My family. This is my family. This is my parents' 25th wedding anniversary. I was 26 at the time. You can see me up in that corner there. Right there. That's me. These are my parents right here. And they're not here anymore. Right? My mom would have been 79, 80. Right? My dad would have been in his 80s. They left. My mom died at 56. Sudden heart attack, just dropped dead. We didn't know she was sick. She just died. My father, 62, same thing, 2 years later. Same thing happened. Yeah. This is my sister, Kathy, over here. She was 44. She got lymphoma. She thought I was a kook. Right? Who has parents, families that think you're a kook, that don't want to listen to the stuff you have to say, right? They thought I was a kook, right? But they didn't listen to what I had to say. My sister got lymphoma. I started saying, there's ways to get over this. No, 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 the doctors know how to do it. It's chemo and it's radiation and it's, you know, the whole bit. And she did it, and 3 months later, she was gone. 44 years old, right? It's crazy. But this isn't an unusual story, is it? Who else has a story similar where they've lost relatives way too young? And what I think is preventable. Like, those kinds of things are preventable. Heart disease for sure, right? I had bought my mom the whatever Dean Ornish's heart disease reversal book about 6 months before. She goes, yeah, I'll read it someday. She never did. I don't want the pain that I went through, my family went through. Look at all those kids. We all were left without a mom. I'm the oldest. So my youngest sister down there, she was, I went far. She was 13 when my mom died. That's when you need a mom the most, right? She was 15 when my dad died. So now she's an orphan at 15, right? Then, guess what? Who took over her guardianship? Kathy. So then she lost a third parent. Like, what kind of pain does that girl go through, right? She has Down syndrome. So she's had tough, you know, situation in life anyway. I want to help people overcome. I don't want to leave people. It's not so much people say, oh, you know, I just don't take care of myself. You gotta take care of yourself for you. Take care of yourself for your loved ones if you're not going to do it for yourself, right? So that's why we're here. That's my big why. And my big why here, and the reason I put this picture up is there's my mom about 3 weeks before she died, age 56 and 4 months. There's me at age 56 and 4 months. There's me sending my oldest son off to college. Well, imagine if I died like her, if I just followed in her diet lifestyle. I have her genetics. Leaving that boy alone to go through college, to go through his life, that's why I do what I do. And there's my rest of my big why is that's my whole family. That's Scott, who you see in the back. That's Eric, the oldest. He's graduating college this year. I can't believe I am not old enough to have a high college graduate. I do not feel old enough to have a college graduate, let me tell you. And that's Kevin. He's the goofball with the wise guy. He's 17 and he's graduating high school. So I want to be around for them. I don't want them to have to go through their life. You know, I was 35 when my mom died, without me, without that influence, without their both parents. That's why I harp on him to do what I tell him to do too, because I want us to be around for them. That's my big why. So what's your big why? You know, we all come from somewhere, right? How many of you came from health crisis to become a health coach? A lot, right? We go through our own thing. That was me in my 20s. I suddenly was like, oh, I have sinus problems, I have headaches, I have ulcer symptoms, what else? Brain fog. And I didn't know what to do, so I went to the doctors and they didn't have anything for me. They said, oh, here's some ulcer medication. You don't have an ulcer though, so that's the good news. I'm like, well, what do I have and what do I do? Well, we don't know, just take this medication. And that's when the little bird, the divine guidance, whatever it was in my head said, could it be my diet? And that's when I started my journey and did all the studies that Jan talked about earlier. And I said, I want to help people. I don't want this to happen. I figured out my own thing, got the help. I didn't want it to be that hard for everybody else. So that's my journey. We all have a journey like that, most likely, right? So we're going to do an exercise. It's called the magic wand exercise. And we're going to pass out a special surprise. We have a lot of surprises going on. So the special surprises are going to be handed out. We're going to do this exercise where you get to write what is your big why, and there's some guidelines. You can use those questions or not. And if you could wave your magic wand over the world, over the powers that be, what would our healthcare system look like that you're part of? But what would your practice look like? So, there's your surprise. So, we'll do a little wand lesson. Who wants a wand lesson before? You'll get your wands in a moment. And this is great. This is a great tool in practice, right? Especially if you see people one-to-one or over Skype, so where they can see you. You can just say, look, I wish I could wave my magic wand and make everything better. But I have the next best thing. Guess what? I can have you do things and learn things and think in a way that feels like magic. You just have to do a little work to get it. So these they have these little things in the back you'll have to pull out, and it looks like everybody figured it out already. But there's a trick to making them turn off. So, because, and I don't know it. Lynn knows it. It's not just a matter of pressing the button, because if you press the button, they make noise again. So what we do, you've got them here. And there's lots of ways we could use these throughout the weekend, you know, if you like something somebody says, or to say, wow, that was cool, I agree, you can pass it. But you have to know how to turn them off, or it will drive my husband batty. He already told me that. He's going to take away all the wands if people don't learn how to turn them off. Okay? Because I had one at home, and I turned it off. Look at that. So I think it's, everybody together, you hit it twice in a row quickly, and then pause, and then hit it again. You got it. And if you have a broken one that doesn't turn off, then we'll replace it. Looks like most people got them silenced. And if anybody is having trouble with theirs, you raise your hand, and we'll bring it over to Lynn, and she'll turn it off for you. All right. So while we're figuring out how to turn the wands off, everybody get together. We'll give you three minutes to write some stuff down. And Roy will play some music. And as you start to hear the music fade, then you will, I'll just ask you to share and we'll share. We're actually going to break up in groups. So just kind of write some stuff down. Ah, it's quiet. Whoops. Here, let me see if I can do that one. There, you got it. It's not predictable. Kind of like our health, right? You can use those questions as a guideline. You don't have to use them exactly, but what's your big why? What's motivating you? And what would that magic wand, what would you ask for if you really could wave the wand and it worked? Thank you. How's everybody doing? Is it exciting to write that stuff? I think it's really, to me, it's really exciting to get in touch with it. So now what we're going to do is we're going to get to know each other in the room. You're going to be with these people all weekend long. And what we tend to do is just sit with the people we know and not really get to know others. So I would love you to go ahead. Just we're going to get up and we're going to do a mingle. There's plenty of room on that side of the room over there. Just go over and just meet three people that you don't already know and share your big why. And also what you'd like, what prompted you to come here this weekend, like what you'd like to walk away with. Okay? So just mingle. And Roy, let's set the timer for about 5 minutes. Some music for 5 minutes. Thank you. So let's all end whatever share that you're having right now and thank your partner in whatever way seems appropriate. We like to hug around here, so that's not inappropriate. And then find your way back to your seat. Great. I know it's exciting to share, and we'll have so many opportunities to share with each other and get to know each other. And I will tell you that so many times we've had these events. This is our sixth live event in the last 2.5, 3 years. And we have people who just have stayed in touch, have become what I think is going to be lifelong friends. Because they've come, they've shared rooms. Who's sharing rooms with people? Sharing rooms with people you've never met before. Isn't that cool? I love that you guys are adventurous because that's the way you really get to know people. And people become fast friends and network together. We've had people who've met here at this event who are now doing things together, putting on events together, doing summits together. I mean, it's just such an amazing opportunity, isn't it? So I would love to hear a couple of shares. And the way we're going to do that is Jan has a mic, and she's going to be she's going to stand up over here. And I would like to just raise your hand if you'd like to share something about your big why. And we can take about two. Who would like to share? Okay, come on up and go over to Jan. Get up. Yeah, you raise your hand. Go ahead. One other. Okay, come on up. Good. And just share your big why and what your vision of what you would do with. Oh, okay. Okay, great. Come on up. Oh, yeah, and we do have live stream going on, so people are actually here with us from far away. All right,
hi.
Say your name.
Hi, hello. Hi. So glad to meet you.
I'm so glad.
My name is Marisol. I'm from Mexico.
Marisol from Mexico, yay.
I had a health crisis, just as you said. I had allergies all my life, and then when I went to the dermatologist, nobody could cure me, just give me a cream, and then to the allergenist, yeah. So I said, no, this had to be a better way, and then I thought about nutrition and diet, and I did get better with that, with nutrition, but I had to go like deeper and deeper and deeper, and then I'm healing my gut, and then you came along, thanks to Christine. And my big why is my kids also. I want them to have their children to have a good grandma, you know, a strong grandma to be with them, and not just like be with a sick grandma they had to take care of. So I can help them so they can travel, I don't know, something
wonderful.
Like that. And another big why is the earth, Mother Nature. Ever since I was a little girl, I'm very passionate about helping Mother Earth. And, you know, eating the right foods, not destroying, not dumping like waste or chemicals down the rivers. It all helps.
Yes, absolutely.
It's like a big
circle. It's big, it's all. Thank you so much for sharing. Appreciate that. Great. And hello. Okay, just introduce yourself and then.
Hi, everyone. I'm Deborah Letchworth from North Carolina, and I grew up eating the standard American diet. I'm here with my sister, who is one of Dr. Rita Marie's NEPT students, and she can attest to that poor diet. And while I don't have any serious health problems, I have had some minor issues in recent years, which I refuse to attribute to, quote, aging. But
right. Thank you.
Yes. However, I am a 30-year veteran of the health, quote, care system or disease management, which I love. I was a pharmacist, and I'm still in clinical research, but I am planning to move out of that venue, perhaps gradually, perhaps more suddenly, who knows. but I'm building an alternative health, and why do we call it alternative?
No.
Toolbox.
Yes.
Yes. To
a functional,
help, to help
integrative, holistic, but alternative, if you catch me saying that word, do that to me. Because it's not alternative. Yeah. This has to be mainstream.
Yeah, I want to help people in a way that our current system is not.
Thank you. I'm so glad to meet you finally. I keep hearing about you. All right. So thank you. Thank you. Was that fun?
Yeah.
Okay, we have a lot of stuff planned for you this weekend, a lot of fun. So I'm going to take a few minutes to just kind of set your expectations, and then we'll dig a little bit into some stuff, then we'll go to break. How's that sound? We've planned the breaks to be longer. Hopefully they'll always be longer. Sometimes they may be a little shorter, but we're planning on the breaks being usually 30 minutes, occasionally 20 minutes. That way you get a chance to network, to, you know, get fresh air and sunshine tomorrow, hopefully, and to move around, okay? We've also got some stuff planned. So I want to let you know, though, as we go through, a lot of the stuff that we're teaching and that you're teaching your clients, you don't want to get accused of practicing medicine without a license, right? So it's really everything that you're doing is not healthcare, it's not medical care, right? It's you're educating people about how they can be their own doctor. And when you're working with people, if you don't have a license as a medical doctor or a chiropractor or somebody who has the license to diagnose and treat, don't ever use those words. We say stay away from the DTs, okay? We stay away from the DTs. Nobody got that joke, did they? Okay. So we don't want the DTs, but we talk about education and evaluation or assessment, right? So we assess people, we evaluate to see where they're at, and then we give them education about what they can do differently. And so that's what this next slide is all about. We don't have to read it. You've seen it 5,000 times. Okay. What happened to my slide? Oh, okay, there we go. You said I skipped slides, so you'll see this a lot. We post it every day. I post it on every presentation I do online, and some format of that is in an agreement that you have when you start to work with somebody. I'm not a doctor. I'm not, you know, if you are a doctor, then it's different, but if you are a doctor, I'm licensed to practice in Texas, but I'm not licensed to practice in California. So if I'm working with somebody who's in California, I have to say I'm not licensed to diagnose or treat. If you're in Texas and you're sitting across from me, I can diagnose and treat you all I want, okay? So you gotta be just careful about that because we, you know, there's a lot of legalities going on and a lot of times the medical profession is feeling threatened by alternatives. And so just stay low on the radar, create great relationships, and make sure nobody thinks you're diagnosing or treating them. So I'm gonna tell you a little bit about what we're gonna be doing this weekend and how you can be unstoppable in your health chosen health career, right? And it's not just about learning all the biochemistry, but we're gonna do that. There's other components there. I love biochemistry, by the way. So I like think in biochemical pathways. Some of you will see me go, it's like this. Anybody ever see me do it? And it's like this, and they're like, what? No, it goes from here, then there, and yeah. So we'll do that, but there's other components as well. And a big part of that is impeccable self-care. And so many times we sacrifice our own health self-care for just learning more, doing more, building the business. We have to take care of ourselves. Give yourselves a big hug right now and just say, I'm worth it. I'm worth it. Okay? Who's going to be with you to your dying day, guaranteed? You. That's it, right? No guarantees on anybody else. Just love yourself, take care of yourself. And we've set this weekend up to allow yourself to do that. Well, you've already experienced the food. Those of you who are VIP, it's just like amazing, healthy, bursting with nutrition food. But we also have a lot of movement breaks. You'll start to experience that. We've got breakout for Qigong in the morning. And I'm hoping, Dr. David, are you there? Yeah, I want you, this afternoon I'll have you come up and introduce yourself and do a little movement break for them and tell them about your class that's happening in the morning. He's a licensed doctor of acupuncture, and he is also into Qigong and meditation, and he's awesome. And he led a class, I guess there were about a dozen people that showed up this morning, which is great on the first day. It was intended to be an outdoor class because we were expecting this awesome, you know, 80-degree weather, but, you know, we'll see how it goes tomorrow. And then it'll be every morning, and you can tell him where it's going to be if it's alternative. Was it in here? There's a room down there. Okay, he'll tell you about that later. We've got that. We've got movement. We've got, he brought his massage chair. So if you want to get little quickie massages on breaks, talk to him about that. He's got great hands. We also have fun.
Those of you who are in my programs, you know about one of the big pillars of health is fun, right? So we have a lot of surprises. You already had your first surprise. We all have our magic wands, yes? Woohoo! But we have a lot of other surprises planned for you, so it's going to be a lot of fun. Because if you don't have fun, you're not going to learn as well, first of all, and you're not going to feel as good. Like, fun is super important, right? I go to medical conferences all the time, and it's usually slide after slide after slide after slide, and you're writing and you're learning a lot, but it's like, oh, my rump hurts, and do these people ever move, and this was a two-hour presentation, and I need to go to the bathroom, and So we're going to give you breaks every hour and a half at the most. There might be one or two things that go a little longer than that, but they will incorporate movement in them, so you're not going to be sitting on your bottom for an hour and a half, more than an hour and a half at a time, and probably less than an hour and a half. So what else do we have for self-care? And we're going to do heart math breaks. I'm a certified heart math instructor, and we're going to do that, and I'll teach you how to do that so that we can, in seconds, right? We're going to talk about the nervous system later, and we'll talk about parasympathetic and sympathetic. I'm going to teach you how, in seconds, you can shift from sympathetic to parasympathetic, and it's phenomenal. And it's a great tool to teach your patients and clients. And, okay, so that's it for the self-care. There's a whole lot more. The next piece is the clinical mastery, and we're going to teach you a lot of that. It'll be here for you to get some good insights. You'll get some protocols. You'll understand the biochemistry and the anatomy and physiology of how all this works so you can share it with your clients. But what we want to do is make sure that you come back in time and you're in your seats so that we don't lose out on any of the great content, and that we're going to have places for sharing. But when you have something to share or a question to ask, we want you to just drill it in and get to the point. So if you see me do something like this as you're asking your question, I'm not being impolite, I'm just saying, you know, get to the point. Because it's easy to just go, and then I had this, and then my mother did this, and my father said this, and oh, by the way, my aunt had this, and I just want to know this. So ask your question first, and then I'll ask you what I need to know to be able to give a good answer, or your other speakers will. Is that fair? Does everybody agree to that? Yeah, that way we'll get the meat of it as much as we can. And I think that's it. Oh, that's a weather alert. I'm like, do we have to evacuate? Is the water coming in? Where are we going to go? It's out there too. Okay, so one last thing. I want to make sure. Oh, yeah. One of the things we tend to do is, and I've done this myself, you're hearing somebody say something, and you go, oh, I already knew that. Oh, I already knew that. And maybe you knew the first sentence, paragraph, even half hour of what they were sharing. And when you say, I already knew that, what happens? You tune out. And you may miss that one gem. And I go to conferences all the time. A lot of it is because I have all these licenses I have to keep up. And some of it, you know, I know all that already, but I've really trained myself to just write it down anyway because I don't want to miss that one gem. And if I get one or two tidbits out of a weekend, I feel like it's worth it because it could completely change the way I work with people. So agree to that. If you hear yourself going, I already knew that, just stop and listen. Maybe you'll hear it from a different perspective. Maybe you heard it before, but it isn't really sunk in. So that's fair there, okay? And then the third piece is, if you have all these great clinical skills and you're taking care of yourselves and you're the model of vibrant health that everybody wants to aspire to, but you don't have a clue how to market yourself or enroll clients or do the marketing piece, you're kind of sitting there and you're the best kept secret around. So in this weekend, we don't go into lots of depth on that because this is a clinical weekend, but we will be incorporating some things Saturday night. We have a special bonus, kind of an optional session that will talk about some of that stuff about enrolling clients and handling objections and all that kind of stuff. And then a little bit on Sunday as we pull it all together into how you can package this stuff up. Okay? So that's that. What else did I have? I had some more housekeeping stuff. Let's see. Nope, I think that's it. Jan will handle a lot of the housekeeping stuff like breaks and raffles and all that kind of stuff when she comes up later. But what I wanted to just do is just start with, before we jump right into our content, is to just make sure, like, what it is, that you know what it is, what it takes to be good. And we already talked about those three components. But in order for you to really succeed and have a successful practice, that starts with that big why. That passion that we talked about. And I know people are really smart and they know their stuff, but they're, you know, year after year after year, they're struggling because they're just kind of, oh, you know, it's just a job. If it's just a job, then it's not going to have the same impact. So you're here. I know these you people are here because you have a passion, or you wouldn't have trudged out and traveled all this distance to be here. So keep that in mind, and that's an important starting point. The knowledge we're going to teach you, I'm going to teach you a system, because the knowledge without a system isn't all that useful. I got out of school. I had, you know, a bunch of degrees, and I'm like, now what? What do I do? And it took me years to like really put together a system, a systematic way of approaching people that got results and wasn't burning me out. Like, you know, I'd sit there for 3 hours working on a patient case, and I'd go, oh, and then I'd just like, here's what you need to do. And I'd give them the plan that could take them a year to do. And I'd say, here you go. And they'd go, okay, thank you very much. I'll get started on it. Boom, I'd never see them again. Right? So I'm going to share with you my years of like drudging through that to figure it out. Support network. So really network with the folks here, because it's really important. And when we do our classes, whenever we do either our NEPT program or our you know, individual blood sugar balancing program or whatever, what we do is we create a system. We create the Facebook group. We create calls where everybody gets to have a network, and you can call on each other, and people will get together outside of the regular sessions and coaching classes and all to really support each other. And that's super important. Nobody's an island. You know how it says it takes a village to raise a child? It takes a village to be stepping outside of the average norm to be this different kind of practitioner. So I honor you. What else? Tools, resources, we'll give you plenty of that. You really need to have good interview skills, and we'll talk about that more tomorrow. Like asking the right questions. Like one of my favorite kind of personal growth mentors is Tony Robbins. I listened to everything he did back, you know, 30 years ago. And the biggest thing I got from that was the power of questions. When you ask the right questions, you get the right answers. And that comes from a personal growth standpoint. If you ask, why am I so fat? You'll get all these reasons, and you'll continue to be fat because you go, oh yeah, that's because I do this, or I don't exercise, or whatever. If you ask, what's the next step I need to take to create my body in the way that I want it to be, your brain will fish for, oh, well, you could do this, or you could do that, or you could do the other. So the power of questions. And when you ask the right questions, when you have a person sitting there in front of you, you get answers that tend to take you down that pathway. Because you'll also get answers about not just what's wrong with them, you know, where their biochemistry is failing, but you'll also get answers about how is the best way to approach this person. Like some people are like, just tell me, give it to me right here, and other people you need to, you know, work more delicately with. And listening to their language and mirroring it back to them as much as you can, because then they feel like, wow, she knows me. And when we go through the system, we'll talk about connection and all the things that are super important to get it started. What else do we have? We have listening skills, detective skills, and I think that when you know the chemistry and all the way it works, you have great detective skills, because when you know how to ask the right questions and you understand how it works, then it's magic, because you'll go, who is Laura? Can I use your example? Well, Laura was on one of our coaching calls for the NEPT program, and she had her own labs, which we let people bring your own labs, because you learn a lot by analyzing your own labs. So she had this weird thing going on, like her iron was super high, like 189 or something, and her ferritin, which is the storage of iron, was super low, like 10 or something. And I'm looking, and she's like, why is that way? Because if you have excess iron in your blood, it's like, oh, let's store it in the liver and save it for a rainy day, right? Well, we're going, what's going on? So right there on the call, we opened up a browser, and I said, well, let's look at the mechanism. Like, what's missing? What cofactor might you be missing that's needed to convert the blood form of iron into the storage form of iron? And I'm looking, I go, well, Laura, melatonin. Melatonin is required. She goes, oh my God, I just got my BioHealth test back, and I'm low in melatonin. So we said, okay, well, let's just address it that way. And the last lab she had, what, with a ferritin was like 40 or 50, and the iron was 120. So, like, we didn't know that. There wasn't a protocol written about that. We just found it because we were looking at the pathways. And that's the beauty of knowing this stuff, right? It was pretty awesome. It was one of those aha moments, like, oh, we should write a paper. No, I said we. We. Right away, she tried to give it back to me. You need the toolkit, right? And we're going to give you a lot of that today related to this weekend related to the gut brain. You need, you know, determination. You also kind of need some computer skills in this day and age to really do this, because it really is helpful to be able to share with people and do webinars. And we have people here who, like Mara, like, I don't know computers very well. What'd you do? A summit. Like, if that's not one of the most intricate things, she did a summit. Right? Because she felt empowered because she had this community to support her, and we all got to be speakers on it too, and it was a lot of fun. And what else do we need? You can't miss the love and understanding. Allison here, Dr. Allison here from the UK, she has 9 minutes with each patient. She starts and ends with a hug. And not just any hug, because Allison's done the research, and she knows that you need to hug for at least 15 seconds to activate the oxytocin to create healing. She does that in a 9-minute session. Love, understanding, deep respect, and honor for her patients, right? It's so awesome, the things that we can do. So let's see what's next. So let's take a second to do a heart math break. Who here knows how to do a heart math? Who here doesn't know how to do it? Okay, so I'm going to teach you. This is a way to shift yourself from sympathetic nervous system, which is fight, flight, to parasympathetic, where all the healing happens. And if you can learn this and you can teach it, and you can go to the Institute of Heart Math, heartmath.org, for all the details on how to do it, but you can do it in such a short period of time. It's amazing. So what we're going to do is have everybody just sit in your chair. You can do it with your hands in places you don't have to, because if you're sitting in a meeting room, you may not want to do this. But I think for learning it, it really helps. One hand goes over your heart, the other hand over your belly. And the reason for the belly is that we're going to do some deep breaths, like long, slow, deep breaths, and we want to feel it. It's a deep breath, like in yoga. You know, don't worry, we won't look at your bellies as they expand. I know women, we tend to like, we can't let our bellies do that in public. So we take a long, slow, deep breath in. We hold it at the top of the breath as long as you can, maybe 5 seconds if you can, and then just let it go. And on the exhales, where people usually mess up, they just like, and they breathe again, like really fully exhale and let all the stale air that's trapped in the lower part of your lungs from all the shallow breathing to escape. And if you want to, you can breathe and envision that you're breathing light and love into your heart with every breath. And then breathe it out. And on your next breath, I'd like you to breathe in. On the inhale, breathe in a memory, a thought, a visualization of a place you've been to or would love to be at, where you feel peaceful and calm, or a person you've been with. Some people have it with their pet on their lap and they're hugging their pet, their baby, their partner, gazing into the eyes. I go to the beach, especially on rainy days. I go to the beach. And I just feel it and like really be there. It's not just a visualization. It's like a what I call a full sensoryization. So you're breathing in, you're seeing, you're hearing, you're touching, feeling the skin sensations, you're tasting, you're smelling. Just really be there. And the cool part is you get to trick your nervous system, because it doesn't know the difference between really being there and visualizing and putting yourself in that situation. Wow. And then bring that feeling back with you for as long as you can keep it with you. And when you're ready, just drop your hands down, open your eyes. And the more you practice that, the more you don't need to close your eyes or do this. I can do it. in one breath. And I do it a lot when especially preparing for an event like this, because as you can imagine, there's lots of little moving parts. So if anybody just shout out some words, and I'll repeat them for the audience that's listening, that about how you feel right now. Peaceful, relaxed, bliss, calm, centered, euphoric, happy, grounded, gratitude. Who wants to feel that way all the time, right? And it's just a few moments away. I mean, when you learn to do it, it's 30 seconds away. And you can choose to feel that way anytime. Who doesn't want to feel blissful any time or day? You don't have to be in the situation. You don't have to have the right people around. You just go there. It's the most powerful tool, and it makes a huge difference. So learn it. Do it. We'll do it a bunch this weekend. Okay, so what are we going to do next? So I forgot to go over the agenda. I want to go through the agenda, and then we're going to go get started on our content for the morning. Then we'll have a break. But you have in your book the agenda, and we have the times that we're going to work on keeping to as much as possible. There may be times that we're a little short or a little long. You know, it's hard to estimate sometimes. So we're going to just talk next about just nutritional endocrinology as the master controller of the gut and brain. And I'm just going to give you an overview. For those of you who have been in my programs before, have been to Shine last year, we did a bunch of that. But we'll just review it, and it'll be new for some folks. Know that everything is in your book. Okay, so there's a couple of charts in there. We're not going to go over those charts in detail. I'm just giving you those so you have reference material. And then we have Mike Mutzel, who's going to talk about his, it's a long talk, I only shortened it to the endocrinology of the gut. He's going to talk about leptin in the gut and the brain and how all those things play in. Then we're going to go to lunch, and lunch, for those of you who are VIP, was going to be outside, but it's not going to be outside unless you want to bring umbrellas and go outside in the rain and eat. I'm not going to join you. We will be having a special breakout, and Lynn will Jan will tell you about that. For anybody who's in any PT, we want to have a special lunch with the speakers. So Mike and Dr. Tom are going to join us for lunch, just the NEPT group. And then we'll come back, and Dr. Tom O'Brien is going to talk about gluten, the neurological underbelly of the gluten-free lifestyle. He's an amazing speaker. Both of these guys are amazing speakers. Then we'll have a very special surprise activity that was going to be outdoors, but it'll be indoors. We'll figure out where. But it's going to be fun. Fun, fun. Get you in your body and also bring up some teamwork, which is really great. And then we'll come back to some heavy-duty biochemistry with the biome, the microbiome and the vagus nerve and the impact of food and mood on the gut and in the brain. And then we have dinner. And for those of you who are VIP with the dinner, we have a special talk at dinner, which is the Dr. Craig Summers is going to do a talk. And then we have a very fun activity planned for tonight. We are not telling. Make sure I don't tell, because I'm not good at keeping secrets. But it's going to be really, really fun. And that'll be at 8 o'clock tonight. And we'll give you all the details. Jan will give you more details. But I wanted to make sure you knew what was happening. And then we have every day we have a schedule. We'll review it at the beginning of the day. Okay, and if there's any edits or changes, we'll tell you and you can edit it. Okay, so I'm just going to quickly go through what the endocrinology, like endocrinology people think about as urology or cardiology. It's just a subspecialty. Well, cardiology deals with the heart, and you know, urology deals with the kidneys and the male sex organs. But endocrinology is like, okay, can you touch, who can touch their endocrine system? Right? Right? Because it's all over. So it's not really a subspecialty, it's really the master controller, and it really is in charge of the gut and the brain. What we don't realize is that the biggest endocrine organ in the body, if you will, is the gut. I mean, there's more hormones that are produced in the gut than anywhere else, and I'm going to share with you a few of them, but there's 30 or 36, Mike might have more details on the exact number. So it's really the master hormone, the master controller, and it controls everything. And I'm just going to give you a quick review of what I think nutritional endocrinology is. And this is a term that I hadn't really heard before. It kind of came to me while I was getting my elbow fixed. I had a really bad break of my elbow and lived with it for 4 weeks before I realized it was broken, because it's fine, and got it x-rayed and realized the bone back here had popped off and was sitting over here. Had to have surgery on it, the only way to put it back, and I don't do anesthesia, I don't do drugs if I can avoid it, so I didn't do anesthesia, and I'm having a conversation with the anesthesiologist, and those guys are generally not the most outgoing extroverts, because they don't usually talk to their patients, right? It's like, okay, just breathe, boom, done. Then they're going to, you know, watch the equipment. So we're having this conversation. I'm like, you know, this thing's going to go on another hour and a half. We finished talking about baseball and his kids and my kids. And then it was like, oh, well, you know what? Why don't you ask me a question about nutrition? And I could just go on for days and I won't forget about the guy over there that's cutting on me and we'll be great. And he goes, oh, really? What branch of nutrition are you interested in? And I'd like, branch of nutrition? Who'd ever heard of that, right? There's branch of medicine, but branch of, I'm like, oh, I guess nutritional endocrinology is what hit me. And at that point, my entire body went into like, oh, that's the name of my program. We're gonna revamp everything. That's the new name. And that's when the Institute of Nutritional Endocrinology started. It was like such a great, so I broke my arm for a reason, I guess, right? You always have to look for that silver lining. So nutritional endocrinology is really this study of how nutrition and lifestyle, when I say nutrition, it's everything's nutrition. The thoughts we hear are nutrition. The air we breathe contains nutrients. It's the food we put in our mouth. Everything's how we nourish our body. So nutritional endocrinology is that interaction between the hormones and the input, right? And we can manipulate that. Because mostly endocrinology is like, oh, you have this problem, here, take this hormone. And sometimes it's needed, obviously. Sometimes it's needed if you've had a hysterectomy and you're 35. You can't make the female hormones anymore. You gotta take them. If you've had a thyroid removed, you've gotta take it or irradiate it. But that's not always the only answer. And even if you are taking those hormones, there's so much more. And that's what I define as nutritional endocrinology. And the other thing, you know, I came up with, remember I talked about a system. So a lot of people will say, oh, I have hot flashes. And they go to the medical doctor and they say, oh, well, you know, do this or that. They go to a functional medicine doctor and they say, oh, well, we have herbs for that. Or we, you know, test the hormones and here's bioidenticals and here's some herbs. But really, what about what caused it? Like the ovaries don't wake up one day and say, you know, I think I'm just going to stop producing, or I'm going to slow down, or I'm just going to make this person miserable, and menopause is going to be awful. They're going to wish they were, you know, on another planet. No, it happens because there's buildup. I mean, menopause is supposed to be like, okay, period, stop, done. Okay, that's what it was like for me. That's it, done. I didn't have a symptom. And I think that could be like that for everyone. If we look at the model, and the model I look at is there's foundational pillars that are holding up the entire system. And we have to put those in balance. So yeah, we might give somebody an herb for hot flashes because they're miserable and we want them to get out, and we know that that can be a Band-Aid, right? But we want to get to the root cause. So we look at, well, let's look at what's their foundations like. You know, a lot of people will come to me and say, oh, I have this symptom or that, what should I do? I'm like, well, I don't know enough to know what to do about that symptom. What are you eating? What's your lifestyle like? What's your sleep like? How much movement are you doing? You have to get so those are the pillars that hold it all up. And then once you hold it all up, well, there's certain organs that can impact the rest more so than others. And digestion, it, to me, is at the base of it. I was struggling between digestion and blood sugar because when those guys are out of whack, everything's a mess. So they're right above and below each other. Digestion, blood sugar, adrenals. But the stress part is down in the pillar, right? That first pillar is stress. So we're addressing what's causing your adrenals to be, to be out of whack. But the adrenals themselves may need to be rebuilt. For some people, they just remove the stresses, get the digestion working, get their blood sugar balanced, and the adrenals, you know, the adrenal fatigue just goes away. For others, there's some damage and some repair that needs to be done. So then we work on, okay, what's going on with the adrenals? What's going on with the thyroid? How many people just come in and they're on thyroid medication, but they've got all this other stuff that nobody's addressed? I mean, I had somebody who had, like, I don't know, 50 years of thyroid medication, They told her she had Hashimoto's. She started on when she was 14. She had Hashimoto's. She told her her pituitary had shut down and she was on hydrocortisone. She was on all this medication. And we went in and got her digestion and blood sugar fixed. Everything went away. The antibodies went away. The thyroid normalized. They went, oh, you must have been misdiagnosed. She went, no, I've been working really hard. So that's the kind of profound changes you can see in the systems up above. Yeah, if somebody's got some cardiac arrhythmia or they've got, you know, some things going on, you're going to give them some stuff to deal with their heart, but you also have to be working the foundations and the digestion and everything else. Does that make sense? Does that seem like a good model? I love it. So what we're going to do, and we'll go through tomorrow in your handout packet, is this diagram in full, you know, big piece, and on the web you can print that out in full living color if that's something you want to keep in. Like, I like to keep it in a person's file and go, okay, what are we doing here? Okay, what are we doing here? What are we doing here? Doesn't mean you're having to wait to work on things up above before you work on the stuff below, but if they've got imbalances in their digestion, you better be working on that while you're working on their hot flashes. Does that make sense? Okay, and we'll go through that tomorrow as we go through a model, client care model. So when you have people coming in, who has people coming in where you're going, oh my God, they're already eating good food and they're exercising and they're asking me for help and I don't know how to help them? Yeah? Yeah. It's those complex cases that's where you need to dig deeper. You know, they've got their big bag full of supplements that they're already taking. Who's had that? Yeah. Or the big stack of labs. Like, look, my doctors did all these labs and I think you can help me with them. And you're like, I had one person fax over 65 pages of labs and said, okay, I'm glad we're talking tomorrow. I'm like, okay. Right? And so this is the stuff where you go, oh my God, what do I do? And that's why we're here, to try to give you some tools that you can use. Because I think that if you want that people coming to you, you've got to be known to get results. And if you can start to get results for people, they're going to tell their friend and their mother and their aunt and everybody else, like, wow, I've been dealing with this for years. Tomorrow we're going to go through a case of someone like that who had just, like, you know, she'd been to acupuncturists and naturopaths and all these other people. But I took a systematic approach, which I will share with you tomorrow. And, wow, all of a sudden, you know, now she's down 65 pounds. Her energy's there. Her headaches are gone. Her, you know, everything is cleared up. Because we took that system. Now, it took a year and a half to get her to the point where she is in now. It's not going to be an overnight thing. And that's the thing you have to share with people. I'm not going to just give you a diet plan and give you a supplement plan and give you an exercise plan, and then you're on your own. And that's where some of the tools of learning how to speak to people and engage them and enroll them in an ongoing plan, right? So this is, it's kind of like the marriage of functional medicine and whole real food nutrition. And I love functional medicine. I went to the second IFM conference ever met, the Institute of Functional Medicine. I studied with Jeffrey Bland, who started the whole Institute of Functional Medicine. I mean, I personally know him. I went to all the things. I learned a lot of that. But when I go to those conferences, I don't eat the food because it's like, you know, oh, what's in this stuff? It's hotel food, right? We worked with the hotel to make sure that it was clean and crisp. And we went back and forth on the menus 14 times to make sure it was all clean and organic and everything. So it's food is really a good basis, food and emotions and all that, plus all the great lab testing and the supplements and herbs and things like that. When you marry all that together, you can get amazing results. That's our toolbox. Right? If you go to medical school, your toolbox may consist of pharmacy stuff, right? It can consist of like procedures you can do. It can consist of surgeries, minor surgeries or in-depth surgeries you can do. But there's not a whole lot else in that toolbox. And the saying goes, if you only have a hammer in your toolbox, everything starts to look like a nail. So you try to fit your protocols and how you're going to work with clients or patients to what you know. And what I want to do is say expand your toolbox or expand your network so that if you don't have a particular thing in your toolbox that you think that client sitting in front of you has, you have a friend or a colleague that you can co-monitor this client with to help them get the best results. So we've got all that stuff. We've got yoga and meditation, and we've got heart math, and we've got food and supplements, herbs, all the assessments. All of that stuff is in our toolbox. And it doesn't mean you have to have every single one of them in your toolbox. But know that some people are going to need some things in that toolbox that maybe you don't have and you need to refer out to. Like, surgery is not in my toolbox. People kept saying to me, oh, just do this to heal your arm. I'm like, I don't have the tool in my toolbox to heal my own arm. Well, I have the tool in there, but it has to be in the right place. I needed a tool that I didn't have, and I needed to send them out. And if I had a patient like that, I'd be like, you better go get an orthopedist to look at that. You're probably going to need surgery. So you have to know when to refer to other folks as well. So what are hormones? Who can tell me what a hormone is? Raise your hand if you know what a hormone is. Yes. A messenger, exactly. It's a messenger from one part of the body to the other. Who already knew that? Good. I'll teach you a lot of stuff you don't already know. All right, so we're just going to review. So hormones are messengers. They get secreted in one part of the body, and they go to another part of the body for their to be received and to have their action. Except in the gut, some of the hormones are produced in one part of the gut and act on another. Like there's a hormone that's produced in the stomach called CCK, and the gallbladder goes, oh, CCK, I need to dump out some bile, right? So it's a way to talk to the parts of the body. One of my friends calls them an email. It's like an email that goes through the body and delivers a message to another part. It's a cool way to look at it. Okay, so that's basically all hormones are. And they are produced in glands, and they are received by receptors. And receptors are on all the cells in your body, and they're shape dependent. And the thyroid receptor doesn't look the same as the adrenal receptor, which doesn't look the same as the estrogen receptor. Not every cell has a receptor for every hormone. Thyroid is on pretty much every cell, because what? That affects the metabolic rate. And those of you who were here last year for our conference then, we went into great detail about that. But it's important to understand what hormones are and how they work. So there they are. And the biggie that's not even on this, because the conventional picture of here's the endocrine system, doesn't show the gut. We'll show some pictures later this afternoon when we go into details on that. The gut is like, it's swimming, it's teeming in hormones. That's what the receptor stuff is. So the gland produces the hormone, it goes skirting through the blood until it finds something it fits into, and then it locks in, and it says, hey, I got a message for you. Produce more estrogen. Oh, I have a message for you. That egg that you've been ripening, pop it out today, right? Oh, I have a message for you. You need to upregulate your metabolism. That would be from thyroid, right? I have a message for you. There's a tiger chasing us, hurry up, get away. So that's what hormones do, and that's what the receptors look like. And these are all the places that it affects. Hormones affect everything. There are hormones that affect the heart. There's hormones that affect the kidneys. There's hormones that affect the muscles. There's hormones that affect the digestion and the brain. Okay, and the brain produces what's called neurotransmitters, and we'll see later this afternoon when we look in more depth that some of those neurotransmitters are actually act as hormones in the gut. So it's kind of interesting. So it affects everything. And that's it for our morning. I'm going to invite Lynn, well, this session, we're going to invite Jan up, and she's going to share with you like some of the housekeeping things, like where the bathrooms are and the details about the raffles and all the other things she has on her list. So she's going to come up, and then we're going to go to break, and then Mike Mutzel is going to come up and share some more in-depth about these hormones and how they affect everything.
Super.
Come on up.
Okay. Did you like that so far? Just a little taste of what's yet to come. Okay, so you know where the restrooms are. There are restrooms located to the right down the hall, and then also to your left as you go out across from where you ate.
this morning. So there are a couple of sets of restrooms that are just right outside the door here. And also, for just for the flow of our information and for you to be able to concentrate the best when we're in the sessions, at the top of the hour, this door here will be locked.
Okay?
So if the session starts at 11, then we want to think 10:50, 10:55 at the latest. And we'll be having movement breaks in here. You will hear music. When you hear the music, you know that's time to come back in. There'll be plenty of time to see the vendors at the vendor tables out there, and they will be set up until tomorrow afternoon, and then probably again on Sunday. We'll have them back on Sunday. So plenty of time there. Be sure you come right back in, because when you are in your seat, you will be eligible for one of our wonderful door prizes. And right now we want to thank all of our sponsors, and especially Lynn and Karen, who did a lot of work contacting sponsors and vendors. We have some amazing raffle prizes for you. So speaking of raffles, we are going to actually have raffles at every break, a raffle prize beginning the next break. And then also we have we have a grand prize raffle on Sunday. We will have some special raffles for that. And these are amazing prizes you're going want.
Like prize, they're worth like hundreds of dollars each.
Yes.
Big lab tests. They're actually all lab tests.
They're lab tests.
Yeah.
That either you or your clients will want. So you can use them for yourself, or you can actually turn around and...
Right. Yeah, like a $600 lab test we're going to be raffling off on Sunday.
So. Nice stuff. You can see one of the labs over there with a nice orange collection container.
Well.
So anyway, we talk about everything here.
Well, yeah, we have to talk about things.
It's fun. Okay, so come back when you hear the music. Be in your seat by 11:55 so you don't miss out.
Song.
Roy, do you want to go ahead and play the song? This is what you'll hear. It's a little slow at first, but it speeds up.
So that's your, we're coming back, and we'll play that a few minutes before we're going to start. So come in the room.
And we talked to you about self-care. We want you to sleep well, we want you to eat well, and we want you to move. So we've got some movement breaks. We have Maria Horstman here is going to help us out. She's a personal trainer, and she's going to come up and lead us in a few movement breaks along with some affirmations just to get our mind and our body connected, get you back into your body and ready to learn with your mind.
Yep.
So we have that. And what else do we have? One last thing. I think that's it. So, I wanted to tell you about how you buy extra tickets to win these grand prizes. The money goes toward a charity. It's the Empowerment Charity.
I'll tell you about it. It's called Just Like My Child. Who's ever heard of that? It's basically this amazing woman who I've met and know personally. She just decided that she was going to help these children in Uganda who didn't get to go to school, who rape was like way up the top, and she's built schools. She's built a program that's a female empowerment program to teach them how not to be raped and how to be strong. I mean, it's amazing charity. And so we're just gonna, whatever proceeds we get from when you buy these raffle tickets, we're just gonna send over to her. And they build a school. Every $100, they can do some amazing, they can put one child through school for a whole year. So it's really amazing.
Amazing. And so $5 per ticket, or 5 tickets for $20 is the going price for these raffle tickets. If you're paying by credit card, you can contact Justin. And
Justin,
any of these, our staff, if you'll just all stand up real quickly, if you are staff, so that you can folks can see who to contact. We'll also have staff has a little badge, a ribbon on their badge that says staff. And again, we want to thank our staff. We have Allie back there. She's your go-to person. And you'll be hearing from Allie a little bit later on. And so this is Justin here. And if you are paying by credit card, Justin has the square to run your card. If you're paying cash or check, Allie, right next to Justin, will be able to sell you those tickets as well. So those are the tickets. And then the last thing, one other thing, we do want to welcome our folks that are joining us on live stream. It's amazing that we get to share this with you today. So in order to accommodate the live stream, if you have questions, please jot them down during the session. We will have time at the end of each session hopefully for Q&A. And if there are questions that do not get answered, Dr. Rita Marie, we always have ample time generally in one of our sessions with Dr.
Rita Marie. Yeah,
we'll
make sure.
So there are paper. There's paper and pens back there. So if you need something to write with and jot your questions down, we will at the end then we'll bring you up with the microphone for your questions. Again, that is for our live stream people so they can hear the question and they can hear the answer. So that's how we're taking questions.
Oh, and the other thing you could do is if you have a question and you can write it legibly,
yeah.
You can pass it
yeah,
down the
if
end.
If you don't want to come up,
you don't
sure
want to come
I
up and you have a question, just write it
and
down
we'll say
legibly
we have a great
and pass
question.
It to the end of the row and
exactly.
Jan will pick
and,
them up.
And we can read your questions
yep.
and make sure
we'll
that
make sure
you
your
get
questions
them
get answered. And that way, if they don't get answered at a particular break, we'll just save them and we'll filter
okay.
them through.
All right. So 10:50, come back music. You'll hear the music. And what will you do? When you hear the music, you will come back.
And then we'll start again at 11.
And we'll start again then. Okay. Enjoy your break.